From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. takes responsibility for the strike on an Afghan hospital. U.S. Army General John Campbell, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, conceded Tuesday that American forces were responsible for Saturday's airstrike at a hospital during the campaign to retake Kunduz from the Taliban. The attack on the hospital operated by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders killed 22 people. Campbell, who said Afghan forces requested the strike because Taliban insurgents were firing from the facility, said U.S. forces are undergoing a review of rules of engagement.
I'd also like to remind the committee and the American people that we continue to make extraordinary efforts to protect civilians. No military in history has done more to avoid harming innocents. We've readily assumed greater risks to our own forces in order to protect non-combatants. To prevent any future incidents of this nature, I've directed the entire force to undergo in-depth training in order to review all of our operational authorities and rules of engagement.
Meanwhile, there's renewed fighting for control of Kunduz Tuesday, overrun by Taliban fighters more than a week ago. UN envoy Monghi Hamdi told the Security Council Tuesday the peace process in Mali is back on track after violence in August threatened to disrupt a June peace agreement. But he says the Malian people need a help in a transition to peace.
There is a strong need to ensure the delivery of peace dividends, especially to the population of conflict-affected areas. MINUSMA has been seeking to provide improved water access, supporting expanded electricity supply.
However, he cautions vigilance is required as the peace process remains fragile. Bamako, with the help from the UN, has been trying to restore stability and rebuild following a 2012 coup, renewed fighting and seizure of the north by jihadists. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a series of deadly attacks on government headquarters and positions of the Saudi-led coalition in the Yemeni port city Aden. The United Arab Emirates said rocket attacks Tuesday killed 15 troops, including Yemeni forces and members of the Saudi-led coalition backing them. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Tuesday urged Russia not to expand its air campaign from Syria into neighboring Iraq. Toner says Baghdad has not asked Moscow for airstrikes against the Islamic State in Iraq.
We don't want to see that same formula certainly transferred to Iraq. We've been pretty consistent about this. Where we want to see pressure applied is on ISIL. That needs to be consistent. Everybody needs to do more in that respect. We're part of a 60-odd member coalition doing exactly that, supporting these groups in northern Syria. If Russia wants to play in that sphere, again, we could see a role for it there, but we've not seen that thus far, and similarly in Iraq.
The Speaker of Russia's parliament said Moscow would consider expanding its strikes to Iraq if it received an official request from the Iraqi government. Last week, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said he would be willing to consider allowing Moscow to carry out such strikes against IS targets. Chad's military says 11 of its soldiers were killed Tuesday in a cross-border attack by suspected Boko Haram militants. Several others were wounded. The army says 17 militant fighters were also killed in the clash that occurred near Lake Chad. The 2015 Nobel Physics Prize has been awarded to Takaaki Kajita of Japan and Arthur MacDonald of Canada for their discovery of neutrino oscillations, which show that neutrinos, the second most abundant particles in the universe, next to photons, have mass and change identities. MacDonald says scientists still don't know how to subdivide neutrinos, electrons, and quarks.
They're the most elusive of all those particles, and therefore the question of whether or not they even have a mass that is greater than zero was not known until our measurements and those of our colleagues in Japan.
The Nobel Committee said the research has changed the world's understanding of the innermost workings of matter. Hundreds of migrants from sub-Saharan Africa were brought to southern Italy Tuesday after being rescued in the Mediterranean by European naval forces. Meanwhile, the European Union is expected to begin relocating Eritrean refugees from overburdened countries like Italy and Greece to other EU countries. The family of convicted South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius, jailed in 2014 for killing his girlfriend, is criticizing government authorities for delays in transferring him from prison to less restrictive house arrest. A parole review board Monday ruled Pistorius, who served 10 months of a 5-year manslaughter sentence, should not yet be granted house arrest. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.